This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Meredith Turk. After just a few months as head of the state's emergency management agency, Ryan Nichols is leaving to resume his former role in Southwest Missouri. Scott Harvey has more.
The 36-year-old Nichols, who has six children, cited a desire to return back home with his family.
As we start to work through the transition of the family with the home changes and leaving the families and a lot of the activities the kids were accustomed to, it was just thought that, you know, maybe this just isn't quite the right time for us to do this.
Today will be his final day in Jefferson City before returning again to lead the Springfield Greene County Office of Emergency Management, a post he previously held for 7 years. Nichols says his short stint as director allowed him to gain a unique perspective of the state's ability to coordinate support for local response in disaster situations. I'm Scott Harvey.
Missouri's newest Congress member has been appointed to the U.S. House Committees on Natural Resources and the Judiciary. Republican Jason Smith of Salem won a special election June 4th in Southeast Missouri's 8th Congressional District. He replaces Joe Ann Emerson, who resigned in January. He says the Judiciary Committee will address key issues such as immigration and government surveillance. Smith says the Natural Resources Committee addresses issues important to his district, which is home to the Mark Twain National Forest and National Scenic Riverways. The U.S. Department of Education announced it's giving $7.7 million to the state to improve low-achieving schools through the department's School Improvement Grant Program. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says Douglas High School, which just applied for the grant, could use the funds.
Funding for GED training, looking at further expanding what we have with the Douglas Youth Academy, which helps kids enhance what they're taking academically, providing some after-school tutoring, maybe some online course options to be able to allow students to have the more flexible schedule that they need.
Governor Jay Nixon signed two bills today to better assist children in foster care with the transition to adulthood. KBIA's Andrew Nichols has this report.
The new laws allow young people up to 21 years old to re-enter foster care if they have previously left. The previous maximum age to re-enter the program was 18 years old. The legislation comes on the heels of research suggesting children in foster care who remain in care beyond the age of 18 rather than leaving have better outcomes in terms of employment, health, education, incarceration, and homelessness. Governor Nixon says the new laws will provide young people who exited foster care a chance to have the care they otherwise would not have.
These bills will make sure that when kids need to find their footing, there's something there they can count on for support. This legislation is good for kids, good for our communities, and good for our state.
Young people over 15 in foster care will also have to visit a state university, community or technical college, or a military recruiter before leaving state custody, unless their family support team waives this visit. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.
MU Chancellor Brady Deaton has announced yesterday that he is stepping down from his post and will retire in November. Deaton says recruitment and retention of faculty, growth in research, and campus diversity are among his proudest achievements in his 9-year term as chancellor.
This is a time that is given to great thought and emotions, and I'm very happy to have had the opportunity to serve as chancellor over the last 9 years here at the university.
University of Missouri Systems President Tim Wolf will be responsible for finding the chancellor's replacement. For KBIA News, I'm Meredith Turk.